First of all, I'd just like to say Gloria, I thought, was a brilliantly honest film and very endearing. And it's nice to see a 58-year-old woman as Gloria being the protagonist in a film because you don't often see that. So, how would you describe the film to someone who's not seen it?
First of all, I say that it's a tragic comedy, so you are going to laugh, and when you are laughing, tears are going to come out from your eyes without control, I think. And also, when you are crying, you are going to laugh about yourself and about Gloria. The story is about a woman who is about to go into the autumn of her life, but she takes a decision to change that, and she decides to come into the spring of life. And not in a teenager way, even though she does things that a teenager can do, like smoking pot or going dancing with guys that she never met before. Not because of that, but because she's just living life as freely as she can. And she knows life is earning something from her. She has to pay for that. There's a ticket. Oh no, there's a, how do you say, when you, the fee. She has to pay a fee for that, for being free. And she pays it. And then she goes again. She's rocky. She falls down and then she come up again. She will.
Yes, I heard Sebastian
He likes to
refer
say,
to Gloria as Rocky Balboa. How did you prepare for the role?
Well, first of all, I have to say that Sebastian wrote the script for me. Sebastian and Gonzalo Massa, the co-writer of Sebastian. And they invite me from the very beginning. So since they invite me to the project, till the moment we begin to shoot the film, I was really involved all the time in the script. It's not that I wrote something. It's about always been reading and talking with them. There was a fluent dialogue between the three of us about Gloria. So that was a really busy time, and where I spent a long time reading some other books or essays or issues about the film or about acting, because Sebastian was giving me a lot of information, and so we can have a kind of alignment about how he was wondering the mood of the film. And we saw films together. He gave me films to see by myself, and we went dancing together with Sergio Hernandez, my partner on the film, and we went out dining with his mother and his girlfriend. And so we spent a long time together just to build up a relationship for the sake of the film, I think.
Okay. Was there anything particularly challenging in the role?
The sex scenes are always very challenging because of course, being nude is being naked is tough. Young or you are old, it's a tough situation. Naked is naked. It's very difficult to stay honest in the acting when you are doing sex scenes, because probably your mind is going to travel to the body and to say, well, is my body okay for being nude for the screen? What Sebastian is asking for the scene. So there are a lot of questions that maybe can become a kind of mask for acting, and then you are losing the acting. But Sebastian make a very good setting for that scene. He made a very nice, delicate setting for that moment.
Okay, so you've touched on it a little bit, but I was wondering what it was like working with Sebastian Lelio, and what type of director is he?
He's a very endearing, you say, director. He works very close to the actors. He needs to build a friendship between actor and director, which is very important, I think, when you are working on feelings and you are working on behavior, human behaviors. You need to be really close to the director. I'm a director on stage, but I know that it's very important for the actor to feel the trust of the director. So he's very warm on the set. After the shooting day, I mean, we used to talk by phone 2 hours at least, because we need to discuss what we did during the day, and we need to, as I was working most of the time, I was alone. So I need to discuss with somebody after the day, what did I do? Shooting is a very tough work for the director, because he's not working close to me. He's on the whole thing, on the art thing, on the photo thing, and on the sound thing. And so there's a lot of front lines that then he has to be aware. But me, I was alone, and sometimes we really need to talk about what we did, because there are different points of view, of course.
I thought you and Sergio Hernandez were brilliant, but three characters that intrigued me even more, the Sphinx cat, the skeleton, and the white peacock. They seemed beautifully symbolic, but what do they mean?
I guess... I gave to the cat the idea, or I gave to the cat the name of a spirit, because I thought the cat was a glorious spirit all the time. She was the cat was really happy all the time, and having this sound when the cats are happy, the same brrr, the cat, it was always, we say in Spanish, ronronear. All the time having this kind of roar, and like a glorious spirit, was always happy, and the spirit has no feather as the cat, and probably Gloria on the outside is old, she's getting old, but anyway, she's happy, and she finds a place where nobody wants her. But she finds a place, finally. The cat finds a place near Gloria. So I was always given that kind of, or having that kind of relationship with the cat. You are me and I am you, so let's work together. And the peacock, well, the peacock was a really bizarre situation for me, because I never saw it. It's done afterwards. I work without the peacock. In Spanish, when the peacock opens the tails, it's very important, because the way it's like a party, we say, no? To open the tail, the peacock tail, is to have a party, to celebrate. And probably the celebration is going to be a little bit artificial, but it's anyway a celebration. And also the peacock opens his tail when he wants sex. That is the most important celebration of life. Understand? Mm-hmm. And what was the other sign?
Skeleton.
The skeleton. When the death is dancing, it's very important, because I use two sides of the skeleton. It's a puppet, you know, it's a puppet, it's not true. So maybe death is not really true. It's something that she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand yet. She just watched the skeleton and say, okay, you are a puppet. You're not really the death. Yeah? But also the skeleton is laughing at her. So it's an interesting relation that appears to the spectator.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to interview you, and I hope Gloria goes on to win the Best Foreign Film at the Oscars.
Oh, thank you very much. We'll see what's going on. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.